Komoea watamanui Francine Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Ngāti Kahungunu Chair Baden Barber says schemes to help landowners in the Hawke's Bay devastated by Cyclone Gabrielle are still not right for whenua Māori. In February, Māori Development Minister Willie Jackson launched a $15 million fund to provide rapid assistance to marae and hapori Māori. Mr Barber says while infrastructure is being restored, Māori landowners are unhappy with the buyout option.
So that's probably the negotiation that needs to happen with the Crown. We can relocate whānau that have been living in Category 3 areas that are Māori land, but the land will still, if it's owned by Māori, still owned by Māori. So, yeah, we don't want to alienate our whānau from their whenua. That's the whole rehash of what's happened in the last 200 years. So,
there are also challenges dealing with multiply owned land where owners throughout the motu need to be consulted. As Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and three of his ministers sit down to eat fish caught off the Fukushima coast, Green Party Pacific spokesperson Te Ano Tuiono says the Japanese failed to understand why Pacific Island nations object to the dumping of the water used to cool nuclear reactor damaged in a 2011 tsunami. A review by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the IEAI, says the discharge of treated water is consistent with relevant international safety standards and will have a negligible radiological impact on people and the environment. But Mr. Tuiono says that ignores the historical context of nuclear testing in the Pacific.
There was Moriroa, there's Bikini Atoll. The amount of times that they said, you know what, this is fine, it's all good and so on and so forth. And they went ahead and tested nukes anyway. They haven't engaged enough with civil society and with people's movements across the Pacific.
Te Ano Tuiono says New Zealand needs to keep pushing for nuclear-free and independent Pacific. Aotearoa was lit up last night by a supermoon, which was also a blue moon. That just means it was the second full moon within a month, and Māori astronomer Rangi Mātāmua says that's not as rare as the phrase once in a blue moon would suggest. It's about aligning the solar and lunar calendars, something that was done in the Western calendar by having an extra day every month or leap year every 4 years, and in Maramataka by having an extra month every 3 years. It means this year there are 13 full moons.
This extra moon or extra full moon coincided with the position of the moon being at its closest point to the Earth. I think about 350,000 kilometres from the Earth. So it was much bigger, 14% bigger than it is when it's furthest away from the Earth, and about near on 30% brighter.
Professor Mātāmua says for Māori traditionally, this is the time to get ready for planting and busy work in the gardens as the earth begins to warm up. And that's your Wātea English News.